USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
No, that's not the sound of fighting in the Middle East. It's in downtown Paris as police fire tear gas to disperse French yellow vest protesters who were marching to remind the government that rebuilding the fire-ravaged Notre Dame Cathedral isn't the only problem the nation needs to solve. Protesters have set small fires and authorities have detained more than 125 people by early afternoon and carried out spot checks of more than 11,000 people trying to enter the capital for Saturday's protests. Now, that is the sound of gunfire from Afghanistan during a gun battle between Afghan security forces and attackers who entered the telecommunications ministry and the heavily guarded government compound in central Kabul. Three suicide attackers stormed the building on Saturday, killing five and injuring six the day after the collapse of long-anticipated peace talks between the Taliban and a broad spectrum of their Afghan opponents. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen of Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy and former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and Stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, roncoreyauthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
A South Florida man could face up to 5 years in prison for threatening top Democrats. USA's Wendy King has that story.
He's accused of making threatening phone calls to several Democrats in Congress. U.S. Capitol Police say 49-year-old John Kless is charged with making threatening communications after leaving voicemails at the offices of Representative Eric Swalwell, Rashida Tlaib, Senator Cory Booker, and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Police say some of the calls mention Minnesota Democrat Ilhan Omar. He also told Tlaib that she, like Omar, was lucky she was only getting death threats. In addition, he reportedly called Swalwell a communist, said someone would kill him if he enacted gun control, and he told Cory Booker he wanted to kill black people.
A strong storm system barreling through the South killed an 8-year-old girl in Florida on Friday and threatened to bring tornadoes to large parts of the Carolinas and southern Virginia today. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Senator Elizabeth Warren, Democratic candidate for president, speaking in New Hampshire, says some things need to be pursued even if they're politically treacherous.
We cannot be an America that says it is okay for a president of the United States to try to block investigations into a foreign attack on our country or investigations into that president's own misbehavior. So I have called on the House to initiate impeachment proceedings.
Congresswoman Debbie Dingell of Michigan delivers the weekly address for the Democrats, saying despite the Mueller report, they're concentrating on the people's work.
Congress's oversight responsibilities matter. But while the Intelligence and Judiciary Committees continue their investigations, Democrats in the House are still focused on our work to deliver for the people. Our agenda, to lower prescription drug prices, to create 16 million good-paying jobs through our real infrastructure plan, and to make sure that our government is working, is what Americans expect from this Congress, and it's what they deserve. Every day, we have stayed focused on the issues that matter to working men and women, and are working hard to improve lives across this country.
She says that includes examining competing plans to provide universal health care coverage, all of which are variations on the Medicare for All plan that Senator Bernie Sanders has introduced. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.